Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Without you, many generations cannot see tomorrow. Without you, you cannot preserve, there cannot be preservation of tomorrow. Listen to me very carefully. Tomorrow's leader is right in front of me here. I'm here to let you know, baby, don't give up too early. Don't give up. The situation you are going through now, it is too late for the glorious future. The disappointment, the heartbreak, life's curves, life's up and down cannot be compared to the blessing, to the glorious future that God has for you. Don't give up. Shout and say, I'm not giving up. How much more you? Jesus didn't die for trees. Jesus didn't die for cars. Jesus didn't die for houses. Shout and say, he died for me. He died for me. And he's not ready to lose me to any situation, to anybody, to any condition. I know one thing, that he bought me with a price, and I'm destined to make it. Shout and say, I shall make it.
I shall make it.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, y'all, listen to me. Listen to me and listen to me well. The weight of your challenge is a clue to the glory that is awaiting you. You cannot shout a bigger amen if there's no bigger breakthrough. If it must be a breakthrough, then it must be something to come against, something difficult to come against. But I know that the Bible said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and any tongue that shall rise against you in judgment. He said it is confirmed. I came to prophesy upon your life that the Lord causes the clouds to gather to give rain unto every single man, that you receive your own rain. Shout and say, Jesus. Shout and say, Jesus. Shout and say, it's my season. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said God is not unrighteous to forget. The day God will forget, it means that he's unrighteous. God is not unrighteous to forget the labor of love of his own people.
Listen to me.
Sometimes when we are serving God, we look stupid in the eyes of our fellows. We look foolish. We look as though we don't know what to use our time for. When we are coming to church, we look like, don't you know you have lectures?
Yeah, but sorry.
Don't you know that there is an exam tomorrow? We look like we are non-entities. We are dumps. But there are two things I want you to know. That the Bible says that for lack of knowledge, people perish. There are two ways a person can be limited. You can be limited by what you don't know. At the same time, you can be limited by what you know. You may not do what you don't know, but you can only do what you know. If you want to do more, know more. I said, if you want to do more, do what? No more. But you see, in Christ there is no limit. To the extent that the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, it availeth much. That means that even our prayer has the tendency to break barriers and go beyond what we ask for. I pray for you this morning, appearing before the presence of God alone. The Bible says in his presence there is liberty. Let the liberation that proceeds from his presence locate you, your case, your situation. May you possess that liberty in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, receive it in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life, may God satisfy you with the fullness of joy.
Amen.
And the pleasures of his right hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you believe is your portion, shout a tenderous amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes. It shall be your portion.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The whole of the week I've been thinking about last week's message.
Now,
take your seat. I've been thinking about the message. And I asked God, I think I need a miraculous intervention. How many of you believe you need a miraculous intervention? I think I need a miraculous intervention. Sometimes when you talk about miracles, you are thinking about money and all those things.
So they be can't send chain and I drink sika any me account.
For what life is?
Listen, Abrabo, send your brabo TNT.
For what life is?
Listen, send your brabo TNT.
You need a miraculous intervention. I said, you know what? You need, somebody say, I need a miraculous intervention.
I need a miraculous intervention.
Otherwise, you will not amount to anything. Can you just imagine for what life is? Life calls it that. If a woman crosses from 40, 50 going, he should be entering into his menopausal stage. And her ex should fail, when it comes to fertilization.
As
for a man, where if we are 1 million years,
we can still function.
We are very powerful.
Oh yes.
Just say, size in here. So I could cry already 90 years. They want this year about already 2 years. And only many are that. Yeah, the 1 million crab boy, Janasso. For what life has it? What will cause a woman at 90 to give birth? To get pregnant and give birth. For what life has it? But for miraculous intervention. And yes, sir. Abraham had to will his goods to a strange person.
And yes, sir, now can say Abraham?
But for miraculous intervention. For what life has it? Based on the exam result.
You're
not supposed to see the next phase of life. But when there is a miraculous intervention, everything changes. I need a miraculous intervention.
I need a miraculous intervention.
If you need speed in life, you need a miracle. If you believe you are getting too late in this life, you need a miracle. Pastor, my marriage is becoming some way. My business has become some way. Look at me, my certificates.
But
by, according to my age, my hair employment, Emba.
If it's not taken, I will never
when situations like this begin to stare at you, you need a miraculous intervention. My mother is dying at the hospital. I don't have money. The only thing that can motivate the doctors to do the operation is for me to pay 32,000 Ghana
cedis.
But pastor, for my whole lifetime, I have never saved up to 2,000 in my account before. How do I save my mother? You need a miracle. Life has it in the way that sometimes if a miracle doesn't come, you will be a fornicator. If a miracle doesn't come, you will be a thief. If a miracle doesn't come, you will backslide. Life has it in the way that without a miracle, my sister, you will never marry. Without a miracle, you can never make it. Somebody shout and say, I need a miracle. And I've realized that in life, somebody, this morning I was ironing my dress and I said, when I was 40 years, how did I celebrate my birthday?
And I'll bring to my tired here. And I'm be some.
I didn't even spend 40,000 Ghana cedis. Somebody's 40 years in Ghana here.
Me did no.
Became a trend.
40,000. My friend did my wood and so be a wood.
If I want to come to that level,
send me person me be do some pen pens one.
I need a miracle.
Me young century.
I'm telling you the truth.
And no crap.
Can I have about three people come?
Which me and your nipa be me and son.
No, Reverend, sit down, sit down. Three people. Why would you watch your reverend to come and be used for? Say that, come. Come. Yes. Look at the sister. Just look here. All of you, look here. Look here. According to the time of life, these ones are supposed to reach where our dear sister is. The truth is that if this one doesn't go,
no, Crane says, we ain't two and a mon pa.
And this one doesn't go.
No, we swim two and a mon one.
It will never be this one's turn.
Nia Odi or Tosumi and Sano.
Sometimes the delays from here can cause this one, and because it is causing this one, it will also be causing this one.
Nia ma, a cage free, a chassiano, and yes, so when ya or this one, I say, and since I swan ya or this will be him.
So sometimes some of the causes are not caused by us, but by reason of association, relationship, and alignment. One day, okay, I won't share that. It's not a testimony, actually. But sometimes from the family where you come from, you will realize that things will not go the way it's supposed to go. That we all sat in the same class. We wrote the same exam. I passed better than you. But for where I'm coming from, and the conditions of finance in my house, my proceedings in life,
My
progress in life is not smooth.
Me to me pim call my name.
But you call your
what's
up? Okay, FFFFE.
Now so this guy,
like Job, he truly prophesied free flight from France.
When trap with dear
good. He's breaking through. This guy came back to God and he has companies, he's driving around.
I say bag and our companies so trick car any day.
When life begins to stare at you like that, don't wait for your turn.
And chase it, but do so.
Cause a turn.
Nemo mania man done. Okay.
The truth is that if you are waiting for your turn, no, it may never be your turn.
Say a bit do was so, a biana and do was so.
Cause a turn.
Mania man done.
Cause a turn.
Mania man done.
That is where some mighty hand, a mighty authority, has to come in and pick this lady and tell the lady, that office I'm in charge. Come, let's go. There must be an intervention that will carry you from the back side to the front side. There are three things that work that situation. We call it favor, we call it grace, and we call it mercy. You need these three things to be at work in your life.
God's grace and God's mercies.
If a man walks in this life without this, you can never make the next step. Because they do baby.
Because sometimes
one day I walked into a local restaurant.
That could make a local restaurant be.
As I was sitting down eating. That's last three months or so. The woman selling the fufu.
When I travel out,
I like local restaurant. When I'm here, because people will see me. I want my bush meat. I don't want restaurant spicy food.
I want the
one that you finish in your hands 3 days. You can still smell the thing.
We
call it bofro. Like you don't know it. You are a fried rice girl. Don't know it. Indomie girl, look at your face. Indomie girl like you. I'm talking about bofro. You're looking at me. The woman just walked to me.
And
she said, Papa Pacho.
No, I said, Papa, I don't know you though.
And so who did the MSM member country say?
But I feel like telling you to help a daughter of mine. She wants to be in the army. What do I have to do with the army? I look like a military man.
I'm not spiritual at all. I said, why are you coming to me?
No, besides then I will bam and change.
We got a man to help us.
And I see a brand TBS so bad
boy. He says that he needs 10,000 Ghana cedis.
And I see we have 10,000 Ghana cedis
before he can help my daughter.
I send away to me.
They're no crowd. They're 50-50.
They're buying
us a Sunday.
If government changes hands, it won't go through.
As I'm talking to you, I'm buying us a Sunday.
Many workers say there has been a change.
I'm telling you that if you are waiting for the normality of things, and with your Christian life and your prayer life and the way you like holiness and you don't like corruption and you don't like stealing and you don't like sugar daddy and you don't like the things I'm talking about and you don't like hululu, oh chairman,
it would take long.
It is a bad a GD4 yeah inside the door. I dare you hear me see your friend.
In this situation, believers need favor.
Your friend, Adam.
They need grace.
And your friend, Ehumo, bro.
In the mercies of God.
The Bible says, when blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus Christ was passing by the pool of Bethesda,
Bartimaeus said, "Who say Jesus and Nam?" Bethesda is so near.
He cried out,
Jesus,
Son of David.
David,
then he called out, have mercy upon me. And God, the Bible says that Jesus stood.
Just him say, yes, and said, call
him for me.
And now I say, my friend, my man.
Mercy.
And who bro?
Paul said, I am the least among all the apostles. But I live by more than them all. Yet not my strength, it is by the grace of God upon me. Meaning that grace can give me strategic advantage over my colleagues.
Grace,
we are all apostles, but by a certain grace, I am able to labor more than them all. Grace.
Adam.
grace.
Adon.
One day.
Deco.
Nehemiah said.
Nehemiah can say.
Oh King.
Oh hey.
If I have found favor in your sight, then grant me this, that.
And
the Bible says it was done. Three things that catapults a man into a miraculous realm. Mercy, grace, and favor. This morning I pray for you. Out of this three, any of them that is needful, as much as you are prophetic enough, may it drop on you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I will take my time and I'll teach you on how to activate these three things.
Sometimes
the way to activate favor is to tell us who you know. Who you know? Ah, I am Apostle David.
Me Apostle David.
The son of Apostle Edmond.
Apostle Edmond Ibabema.
Apostle Edmond Bana. Oh, brother.
Are you the son of Apostle Edmond?
Then who you are connected to can create a door of favor. I will take my time. But this morning I want to talk to you about how to activate miracles.
Hallelujah.
How to activate miracles. How to activate miracles.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
How many of you want to activate miracles? And how many of us feel we need a miracle? So, a miracle that happens to your life can be stronger than what $2 million can give you.
$2 million.
Miracle. When we talk about miracle, we are talking about an event, okay, where God shows up to influence patterns and orders of life. For God to come in and say that, how possible can a king go to a slave girl and tell the slave girl, I want you to be my queen? By reason of miraculous intervention, Esther became a queen on a strange land.
And
when you think it is not possible, that is when he shows himself. Listen to me, it is never a miracle if a man is able to do it.
Is it
a miracle if a man is able to do it? When the doctors tell you that, Charlie, baby, I didn't do no.
When it gets there, this situation needs prayer.
That is when God comes in. So that the glory will come back to him. But when you get to the hospital and say, oh, you go to the theater.
We need 2 hours.
We need 2 hours. We should finish this. Let's go to the theater.
Within 2 hours, we should be done.
It's not a miracle. God can empower people.
Or
say, press down, shake it together, running over. Will he cause men? So God can cause men to do things for you. It is okay. It's a dimension of God's favor. But there is a realm where it goes against nature, natural order, patterns of things, conditions of life, way of life. He comes through it. Causes there. Tell me it's not a miracle. For a human being to be swallowed by a shark.
The
order is that if a shark sees a human being, he's supposed to eat the human being, break him into two, and swallow.
And was said, or would soon have any pan a punimumian of our meneno.
The enzymes in a shark's belly is powerful to melt metals.
And
how much more human bones?
And what bones to Yamuno, and to me, and Nanny and Adia.
Jonah was sleeping in
there.
He was sleeping in the belly. He was there like this. The enzyme became a swimming pool for him. Instead of corrosion of the body like an acid on a person human's body, I'm sure he came out more fresh. In flesh. We call it miracle.
Your friend in century.
We call it miracle.
Your friend in century.
When disgrace is just at the door.
He
said the wine is finished. The only thing that is left in abundance is water. Then he tells you, fetch it and share it. The whole issue is that nothing, the color didn't change. The truth is that if they are taking it to the lab, they would have found HO2. But when it touched the tongue of man,
it
sensed wine. To break every doubt, or say, serve the master of the ceremony first. When the boss says yes, then it is yes. We call it miracle. May you have a miracle that will save you from shame and disgrace. May you have a miracle that will deliver you from death. May you have a miracle that will save you and catapult you to the next phase of your life. If you shouted amen, let it happen speedily. In the name of Jesus Christ. I need a miracle.
We here in sanctuary.
As a church, we need a miracle.
Say asafu ye here in sanctuary.
What will cause a man to preach a message and then 3,000 souls gives their life to Jesus?
And then ebe mani pa akenya mi asem na nipa empemia san. And then one woman Christo
blind from birth see again.
And yet then ebe mani pa ya wo na
look at you. Look at me. What will cause us that one day? Who? How possible could it be that 5 years from now, this whole nation will be celebrating me? What is going to be the situation?
But
it is called receive that miracle.
I'm
not sure you are ready. I'm not sure you are ready. Receive that miracle.
I receive it.
Listen to me. In the realm of the spirit, we attract by intense desire. The Bible says the desires of the righteous are never become short. As I receive that miracle,
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
What will cause a man who people have gone ahead, chariots have gone ahead, and I'm now entering the prayer room? What will cause a man to go and overtake chariots of horses and arrive before the rains come? The Bible says the hand of the Lord came upon
him.
May that same hand bring you a miracle. Some of you are here, you think your classmates have gone. When you look at yourself, you feel like Charlie, baby, I don't
need it. Everything has come to an end. Let me concentrate on my husband. As I speak with
the
you now,
the guy wants to leave you. I'm prophesying to somebody here. You have given birth. You have regretted. When you look at your friends, your husband that you are holding on to, because that is the only pride that is left. And also, as that he is shaken,
he's even becoming some way.
What about Alpha night? What about Omega night? What about baby? It is still shaking.
You have prayed all kinds of prayer.
I call forth the hand of God.
I
call forth the hand of God. I call forth the hand of God. May the hand of God come upon that condition and bring a change in the name of Jesus Christ. Miraculous intervention. Yes. Doctor, you have committed some abortions and some fallopian tubes have been destroyed. And the womb has been affected. They say you can't give birth. Now you are born again. The Bible says I should come and announce to you.
Signs and wonders shall follow them. You are mandated to receive sign.
Amen.
And a wonder.
Amen.
And that shall be your portion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Stop crying, baby. Lift your eye unto the Lord. Talk to him. Believe him. Hold on to him. Don't give up. And see. Or say, stand still. And see the victory of the Lord. May God bring you a miracle that will change your life forever. There are certain miracles that are happening these days in our days that is making preachers preach it like it is written in the Bible. There are miracles which are more terrible and worse than the ones which are written in the Bible. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. Some of the miracles are wild. Now, if you take the situation of Sarah, she had a womb. She had fallopian tubes. She had everything. The only difference was that she was old. But I have read a testimony not too long last year. What happened in Nigeria? What happened in the Pentecost church in Ghana? A woman who is 76 years old. When before she married, the doctor said she had no fallopian tubes. Some of them, their wombs were removed. But some of them gave birth to 5 children at a day. I said, there are some miracles. Say space for Bible. I pray that such miracles will find you.
Amen.
I said, may such miracles find you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sometimes, understand that there's no situation which is permanent. Yes, understand. The permanency of conditions and situation is in your hands. What you call permanent will be permanent. What you say you disagree, you will cause a change to it. I say you will cause a change to it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
7 things to do to activate miracles. Number 1, faith and prayer. Faith and prayer. Prayer by itself is an act of faith. But if you are not very careful, you will pray without faith. When you pray and you come to a point where prayer becomes part of you, you will pray it as a ritual, not as spiritual. But you see, you must hold faith in prayer. Anybody who does not pray and does not have faith can never see miracles. Now listen to me very careful. Among the 9 gifts of the Spirit, it is only one of them that the Bible says it is man that works it out. The Bible says that the working of miracles is a gift. The working of miracles is a gift. That means that when it comes to miracles, there is a dimension of miracles that God expects you to work it out. So he asked Moses, why are you calling out to me? He said, move forward. He said, speak to the sea. Come on, stretch the rod. Work it out.
One of the prophets in the school of the prophets in the days of Elijah. Went to borrow an ass from someone. And he was going to cut a tree beside a riverbed. Now, when he made an attempt to cut the tree, the head of the ass, which is metallic iron, abundria, nitino, ekumano, etonsuonu, ekuman tonsio, elenebeye, ekonsuonasi.
The ass fell into the river and it sank.
The prophet didn't have money.
No, they found in his car.
And now he was afraid. So he ran to prophet Elijah. And told the prophet. The ass has fallen into the river.
I don't
know what to do. The prophet said, come. I am a miracle worker. I'm a miracle worker. Hey! God has given you the power to work miracles. Activate it. So the prophet took leave and walked to the river and dropped the leaf on the surface of the river scientifically by surface tension. The leaf is supposed to, by the law of buoyancy and surface tension, the leaf is supposed to float. The iron is supposed to sink. Miraculous intervention. Reverse the order. Every order that is in your life, that you see that if you permit it, it is going to affect your life negatively. I stand on this exalted altar and I declare upon your life, let there be a reverse. Let there be a reverse. Let there be a reverse. In the name of Jesus. Against all laws. In the name of Jesus. The head of the axe started floating. And the leaf started sinking. How possible? How possible? But when God steps into the condition, all things are possible. Miraculous intervention. Mark 11:24. Quick. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. I don't know what is your desire. Somebody catch a desire right now. Come on. Catch a desire right now. Just catch a desire. Catch a desire right now. Whatsoever. This is the word of God which cannot lie. Whatsoever ye desire. As I stand here, my desire is to see myself preaching to 2,000 people all over. My desire is to see revival affecting this town and beyond. My desire is to see a lot of branches. My desire is to see men hungrily, desperately working for God. Whatsoever, come on, put it on the screen. Ye desire. Let's read it. Let's read it. Can you please quick put here? Whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, or say, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall not might. Ye shall not maybe. Ye shall have them. What is that desire? Come on. Catch that desire in your spirit right now. And open your mouth and begin to pray in tongues. In just 30 seconds. Just begin to pray in tongues. Keep it as an imagination before you. Keep it as an imagination. Push it. Push it. Push it. Push it. Number two. By the supernatural interventions of anointed vessels of God, When I choose to honor vessels which are anointed by God, the grace upon them begins to favor
me.
When I honor God has set in place, are you not surprised that nobody can be born again in this earth until a human being preaches to him? We are not the one that died for them. But the Bible says that, how can they be saved except somebody preaches? So it means that if somebody's salvation is with somebody, then somebody's deliverance, somebody's progress can also be with somebody. There are certain men who are so anointed that as you get closer to them and speak to them, "Oh man of God, this is what has happened to me," a word from their mouth would change your life
forever.
Now hear me. The Bible says, believe in the Lord your God and he shall be well with you. He said, believe in his prophets and you shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
Listen to me. I don't care the messages you have heard from somewhere.
And
I don't care whoever preached it. That is making you want to believe. Listen to me. We believe in Jesus Christ.
Hear
me. Anybody that believes in Jesus believes anything that Jesus has done. The proof that you believe in Jesus is the fact that you believe in his prophets. I believe in my man of God. It is not evil. There's nothing wrong with that. Why do you believe? Because you believe that the Lord has anointed
me. So as I say, what some will say, "Mimbe ma wo 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 put chem no ente wo ho."
When Jesus died,
right, Jesus wo ye no,
right on the cross,
I send you an so.
He was hanging there.
Na o say so.
John was there.
Na Johanni wo ho.
Mary was there.
Na Mary so wo ho.
But he told John,
"Na so ka che John,
take care of your mother."
O say she wo ma me so.
He has assigned human beings to take care of situations on earth here. We don't worship men of God, but you must honor them with the consciousness that these are servants of God and not God himself. When you begin to worship them as God, that's when you so when you walk in this on this earth
and
you are a believer, whether you like it or not, you need at least one of the fivefold ministries to get you edified, equipped for the ministry, the work of what? Ministry. For your calling.
Now
I'm emphasizing because certain preachings and something are going around in the internet. I am not preaching because I'm craving for your attention.
No.
I was anointed before you were born again, and I led you to Christ. I
believe
I'm anointed already. You're not the one to tell me.
Yes. GD.
We have walked into people's rooms and people's houses and people's situations. And situations have turned upside down. And we know it's happening. What are you talking about here?
Then I will come once somewhere.
Believe in his prophets and he shall prosper. Believe in his prophets and he shall prosper. I was in a meeting and the prophet of God, I met him once was preaching on the altar of my father. Raymond was there in that meeting. Daco. And the man called me.
Now, okay,
and gave a prophecy. Then he made a statement. He said, for you to know that what I said is true. It was a Friday. He said, tomorrow is Saturday. Sunday, this will be the message you will preach. And when you finish preaching them, the church will change forever. We were in Jamaica. It shifted. That day, I gave a different topic. But as I was preaching, my preaching diverted before I realized I have preached on the topic the prophet gave me. The face of the church was never the same again forever. You need a miracle? There are certain men of God. It may be left with your small oil and one flour. Small flour. But when you meet them, by honoring them alone, will cause the oil to flow according to the vessels that are available. Believe in the prophets and you shall prosper. God is wise. One day, the Bible said God visited the children of Israel and told them, he summoned Miriam, prophetess Miriam, and summoned high priest Aaron. And he told them, he said, hey, I have seen that you people are castigating my servant Moses. God accepted that Miriam is a prophet. He accepted that Aaron is a high priest. And then he told them, say, as for you, I talk to you face to face. I mean, I talk to you through visions and dreams. But as for my servant
Moses,
I speak to him face to face. Then the Bible
says,
God said, I have made Moses as a God for you.
My Moses said, "Name is your mama."
Similarly. So the set men that God gives us, it takes the discernment of wisdom to harvest the graces upon their life. Moses was the junior brother of Miriam. But in the spirit, he was Miriam's prophet. Miriam could not talk to God direct until he talks to Moses.
Miriam to me, any nyame and kasa enim ni enim, kosi se oni Moses ebe kasa afawo.
As I'm here, I'm the set angel of this house. The truth is, the kind of honor you accord me with my consciousness or my blind side will determine your gracious and miraculous progress in this life. It is a wisdom in the scripture. Stop arrogance. Stop pride. And stop the way you are going to the internet and picking certain messages which your pastor has not preached to you. And following them. And letting everybody's born again. Everybody's anointed. We are all called by God. We are all called by God, but we are not called at the same time for the same thing. God called Moses, then he called Joshua, then he called Aaron, and he told Moses, I'm sending you, I will give Aaron as an assistant. Aaron, you are an assistant, you are not the main person. Accept it. Now listen to me. No matter how a branch pastor is anointed, no matter how a pastor's wife is anointed, no matter how a resident pastor is anointed, he cannot be compared to a founder. The anointings are not the same. One day I was telling a family, I said, look, you guys are making a mistake. You are all pastors. But among you is a man called to pioneer work. Do you know what it means for Makion to have failed? Where would have been Opokunina? Where would have been our current Petco Chairman? Do you know what it means for John Wesley to have failed? When any of these ones fail, Pentecost will still remain. But if Machion had failed, do you know what it means for Apostle David to fail?
Apostle David,
Reverend Emma can fail. Everybody here can fail. But if I fail, people like us, listen, I'm not preaching me, I'm communicating wisdom to you. People like us are not human beings.
So.
We are systems. We are systems. Working systems. Look at Bishop Oyedepo. So all these things, the ark was already in this man. Look at him. Canaanland was in him. Was in him. Look at
him.
Look, think about it. If he had failed, this Sunday, 200,000 people are meeting in his church. Every with overflow. If he had failed. Pastor Abioye is not there. Has the church changed?
Pastor Abioye,
he was the second in command, but he has retired. It remained the same. But if the man of God fails, it means that ministries are not the buildings we see. It's the person who is carrying the vision.
Okay.
This is why it becomes so dangerous if you are in his team, if you are a leader, if you are a pastor, so if you are a church worker, and you are giving instruction, we are going this way, and you choose to go another way, you are kicking against the structures, you are kicking against the system of God. But pastor, we see this thing. It's not correct. This man of God has been. Hey, God knew the future before you. God knew that you walk in that wickedness. God knew that one day Bathsheba will be in the life of David. He said, I will still want you as a king. I still want Jesus to come from your lineage. Who are you to judge another man's servant? The strangest wisdom. I had a dream about you, and I was telling you what I told you on Sunday again. The strangest wisdom that the church is missing is the wisdom of the carcass and the honey. Where something can find honey in a carcass. A carcass is a smelling dead body. But there was honey inside. He got there, picked the honey without picking the carcass, and never complained about the carcass nor the scent, but focus on the honey and share the honey with others. Today we have the church that when we see an honey in a carcass and we hear the smell, we announce, hey, come and see the man of God. He's smelling. No matter the gift he carries, no matter how blessing he can be to the church, we don't care. We don't care. We push it everything and we broadcast the scent. When you attack a man of God, you have attacked a system.
A
man of God, are you saying that when you are misbehaving, we shouldn't say anything? Yes, I'm telling you, don't say anything. I have never seen in the Bible the anointing for judgment. Is there anything like that?
No.
Talk to me. Is there anything like anointing for judgment?
No, sir.
Or I've been called, like some men of God today, I've been called to bring correction.
Say,
hey. Do you know the one that corrects us? It is the Holy Spirit. Because even in truth, you can speak it in error. I'm very careful when it comes to correcting this and correcting that. No, that is not my calling. Whatever is turning right, I mean wrongly, if it is happening in this church, have to use the hammer of the word of God to bring it straight. I'm not supposed to bring sentiments, emotions, and say that, oh, somebody has said that there are no prophets in Ghana. Hey, there's no prophet. No. I only come to explain the word, and the word brings understanding to you for you to know whether there are still prophets or they are not prophets.
Now, when we say,
believe in his prophets and he shall prosper. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift which was imparted to you by the laying on of hands. That means that, man of God, can you imagine Timothy without a gift? That means that the value Timothy has in ministry was an impartation. A certain man laid hands and then he received according to the measure. The Bible says when Jesus came as a man, he said that of his grace have we received grace. So there are graces upon men which we can benefit from. He came 100% as a man and was 100% as a God. He did what God must do and he did what men must do. The Bible said, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, blah, 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 blah. Then he said that, and the word became flesh and he dwelt among us. Then he said, we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Then he continued to say, and of his grace have we received grace. That means that the grace came only when the word became flesh. Grace is not needed in heaven, it's needed on earth. And grace is needed for men, not for God. So for Jesus to carry grace, that means that the Bible was telling us that when he was 100% man, the grace that was made available, it was out of the grace that other men benefited. So I came to announce to you, God had called men for men. Some of us, we are what we are because of what you must become. We are what we are because of what you must become. We are where we are because of what you must become. We see the things we must see. He hung on the cross because of what you must become. So sometimes when you see a man of God going through a situation, take your time. First, pray for him. Secondly, pray for the church. Because that is what Satan wants. He uses it to confuse the church. Yeah. Today, when we take David's mistake of Bathsheba, we preach it and teach the church wisdom out of it. What if they had sacked him as a pastor? Do you know David was a prophet?
David, you're different.
They have sacked him. Go away. We don't like you again.
We
would have missed that wisdom. The wisdom that when it is time for war, don't stay in comfort. When it is time to wake up at night and pray, don't sleep on your bed. David, it was time for war. He was staying in comfort, walking at the rooftop. And therefore, he encountered what the anointing was not available for that particular time. The anointing upon David was not to conquer, fornication at that time. It was to conquer the enemy at the battlefield. But then he was up there. The anointing was not against women. So when a woman showed up, he couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand it. He went down. And for the sake of that, it has become a lesson for us. That is why I told this young man, and I'm saying it to all my pastors, that as I'm preaching you out of my good counsels, my errors are also messages for you.
Sebra me free me mu any wo Kenya me asem no me fumu swon so e ya sam de ma.
You know, honey, it's a sign of wisdom. Are you aware? Hello.
Hi.
Are you here? Are you aware? Honey is a sign of wisdom. And you know that the Bible said the word of God is sweeter than honey. The word of God gives us wisdom. Are you aware? And you know that this same honey was found in the carcass. So even in that carcass, there is still wisdom. Pray for yourself. Lord, have mercy upon me. And help me not to make errors in this calling, in this work of faith. Lift your voice. I'm ending the message here today. I have 7 more to add. I will continue another time. Come on, pray for yourself. Lord, have mercy over me. Help me discover the secrets and the mysteries that will bring me to the realm appointed for my life. There is a destiny for me and for the ability to activate miracles. Send me, Lord, the wisdoms. Send me, Lord, the wisdoms. Shada, teach me how to receive my man of God. Teach me how to pray in faith. Teach me how to receive my man of God. Teach me how to pray in faith. Teach me how to receive my man of God. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice, church. KMC, let your voice be heard. KMC, let your voice be heard. KMC, let your voice be heard. Shaka da ba da ba. Ora mama bo sheta la mama mama. Shaka da 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 da. Shaka pa la pa da ba do ka ta da ba. Ira pa ka pa la pa da da da. Shaka da 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 da. Siva la ka pa la da. Some of you, the miracle is connected to your pastor. The miracle is connected to your prayer. Lord, show me how to relate. Show me how to tap into that grace. Help me with the wisdom in prayer and in faith. The Bible says that if we pray, we must believe. Oh, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, Lord.
Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Shakabadabada.
Come on, make it a prayer, sing it unto him.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe, you can share with your friends, take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.